Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. We have with us today Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Always nice to have you in with us. Not just nice to have you in, but nice to hear the good news that you've got to share. You've got a shout out for us this morning.
I certainly do. And this goes out to Jeff Carroll with Ottawa Bike and Trail. He was actually featured on our first Friday e-call on October the 6th. And for many listeners, they're probably not familiar with the first Friday e-call, but it is a monthly online series hosted by K-State Research and Extension. And it really helps to nurture small businesses and inspire entrepreneurship in Kansas. So the online discussions, which routinely host dozens of Kansas citizens from the public and private sectors, are available free each month. And so, again, he was the speaker on October the 6th, and I didn't have the opportunity to actually participate in it at that time, but there's always a recording, and so I've gone back and listened to that. So I just want to share some of the things that he shared, but again, because he's a local small business owner and passionate about what he does, and made that connection with Nancy Daniels, who is one of our community vitality specialists. That's why he was featured. Before I share more about that first Friday e-call and what Jeff shared, I want to actually share that K-State does work in the area of entrepreneurship. So the programs really help youth and young adults develop the skills necessary to successfully start and operate businesses that maintain community vitality and economic growth in Kansas. So again, we do have specialists, we do have faculty across the state working in entrepreneurship, community vitality. So just some of the things that Jeff had shared was that he said he's seen in a lot of towns that have worked on transforming their community. And he's really seen, of course, that trails can really change the way a town is viewed and conceived by the residents as well as the visitors. So as we know, Jeff Carroll owns Ottawa Bike and Trail, and he began that business in 2018, really seeing how the region was capitalizing on the energy and economic opportunity that outdoor recreation offered. And he believes that bicycles can change the world. And so he said that communities can build an identity around nearby trails. And he listed ways that they could do that, four different ways. He said by setting policies. So who can use and how to use the trails. Also by offering business amenities like bike shops, laundry, food, and more for those who travel on the trail, use the trails. Engaging with cyclists, such as signs, point out local attractions within that community. Hosting active events, so maybe the music festivals, food festivals around that trail. And then also marketing the trail. So there's just a lot of opportunity around those trails. And Audrey, I will share, a couple of weeks ago, I was in Humboldt with some of our staff. They were having those regional community visits, and Humboldt was where they were having one in Allen County in southeast Kansas. And of course, Humboldt is the most southern end of, it's called the South Wind Trail. And my understanding is the South Wind Trail goes from Humboldt to Iola, and then it's the Prairie Spirit Trail, which of course comes north here to Ottawa. So we actually were at Base Camp, which again is the southernmost point, and had an opportunity to just hear a little bit about that site and how they're using it for economic development, community vitality, getting people, again, to use those trails, enjoy the outdoors, those recreation facilities, and what they've built around that area. So really, really interesting. If anyone is interested in learning more about these First Friday e-calls, they may be interested. We try to promote those, you know, on social media, but may not see them. But they can certainly give me a call, and I can actually give them information about where to look on our website, the K-State Research and Extension website, because they're listed out there what the topics are, who the speaker is as well. And again, they're free.
Sounds like pretty good news all the way around. And I've seen over in Legacy Square when the cyclists are gathering for one of the events that Jeff is putting on. Mm-hmm. They do the same thing I do. Park the car, head for the coffee shop.
Yes.
Only I never leave the coffee shop. I'm just there. I don't get on the bike or anything like that. But they're visiting downtown. They're checking out the businesses. They're drawing attention to the things that we've got here.
Yes.
So thank you, Jeff, from me as well.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit more about these programs and see who you're going to shout out for next time. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredithine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.